Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life, and we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Christine George, President of Marketing at Leading Edge Real Estate, and today I want to talk to you about something that's near and dear to your heart, and that is your name. Your name is your single biggest asset, and it's your unique identifier. And I want to talk to you today about why I believe you should be leaning into it and promoting it more. So this is a subject that I feel really passionate about. So there are over 2 million licensed real estate agents in the U.S. today, and too many are not leveraging the uniqueness of their name to build their personal brands. And I'm a firm believer that a big part of your success comes from leveraging your name. And here's why. Number one, your name is memorable. So being memorable is at the heart of any good brand. So many agents out there I see are using really broad and general terms that could be attached to anyone. So terms like homes north of the city, or waterfront homes, or luxury homes by the sea. These are all really generic terms. And so some people might say, well, you know, aren't, when you think about Google search, aren't people more likely to find me if they search a more general term, like say homes north of the city? And the answer is, unless you're creating original content on a very consistent, regular basis, or you're investing in search, the chances of your name being associated with a general term like homes north of the city or luxury waterfront homes is very, very low. So the answer is no. Again, unless you're creating consistent original content on a regular basis, so daily or weekly minimum, chances are your name is not going to come up on the search, or unless you're investing in search. So the other thing is, so as sort of a rule of thumb, when I'm thinking about marketing something, when I'm thinking about a key message or branding something that we're doing as a company, one of the questions I always ask myself is, if I were to take my company's brand off of this advertisement and I were to put my competitor's name on there, would it make any difference? And if the answer is no, then you need to rethink, you know, what your brand looks like. So you want to make sure that your brand, your color palette, your key message points, your logo, whatever it is, your name, whatever it is that you're saying about yourself, that it's really, really unique. And there's really nothing more unique than your own personal name. So the second thing about being memorable is, in our industry, we work on referrals. We're in the relationship business, right? So your name becomes really important in order for people to refer you to. Generally speaking, if someone's going to refer you, they're going to refer you by name, not by a general term. The third piece around being memorable is, you know, think about the fashion industry. The fashion industry is really a great example of leveraging names. Big brands, some of the biggest brands, are recognized by their designers, not their products or their fabrics. So names like Coco Chanel or Calvin Klein or Kate Spade are among the most recognized in their field. Probably the most recognized example in the real estate space is Barbara Corcoran. You know, her name was synonymous with New York real estate. She started with $1,000 way back when, and she built this huge multi-million dollar company that she ultimately sold. And even today, she's, you know, one of the sharks on Shark Tank. She's still known for her success in real estate using her own name. So the second part, or the second reason why I really believe that your name is a big part of your success is simply because in the real estate industry, we are in a relationship business. And you have relationships, think about it, you have relationships with people. So in our company here at Leading Edge, about 85% of our business is repeat and referral, which means clients do remember your name because they're transacting business with you and with not even, you know, your company's name. So, you know, even here at Leading Edge, you know, clients, buyers and sellers, every single day, they're transacting with our agents. They don't think about the idea that they're transacting with Leading Edge. Some of them may not even realize who the company is. So your name and your relationship with your clients is super, super important. So, you know, think about you're providing an experience for your clients and hopefully one that will conjure up very positive memories for your clients. Even after the deal closes, as you continue to nurture those relationships over time by keeping in touch, you know, providing valuable information, staying top of mind, it's you who stays top of mind, not your geography or your niche brand. So your name is your most powerful asset. I can't stress that enough. It's your name is your most powerful asset. It's you at the end of the day with whom the client is having the experience, not your brand and certainly not your brokerage. The second part around relationships is, you know, you think about it. Your clients become your friends. Your clients become your friends. So you're transacting the single largest asset in people's lives. It's a highly personal, highly emotional transaction. I know for us, you know, that's what you do day in and day out. You're transacting, you know, real estate sales. But for the person who's actually, you know, in the middle of the process, they do it 3-4 times in their entire life, you know. Some people only do it once in a lifetime. So it's a highly personal, highly emotional, you know, deal. And, you know, you get really close to these people. And so in many cases, clients become friends. So the relationship is a huge piece of it. When they walk away from that transaction, you feel like you've been through something together, right? And they're going to remember your name. The biggest thing they're going to remember about you, you know, aside from the fact of how you made them feel, which is really important, is they're going to remember your name. So when you've done your job right and you've worked hard, your name will outperform any generic term and will stand out among all the other 2 million real estate agents out there. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. And if you're enjoying our podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review it. And of course, share it with your friends. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you here next time. Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.